Sunday Night Blessing Live. Glad you stopped by. Trust that what we say and do and our prayers together and some of the scriptural teachings that we dig into will be a blessing to you today. Stay tuned as we join the live broadcast, and then you're welcome to make a comment, send us a note, and just enjoy the time together. God bless. See you soon.
Hey, everyone. God bless you tonight. Good to see you. It's been 2 weeks since we've been together, and I really miss our Sunday night meetings. Amen. It has been a busy 2 weeks for me. We had some unusual events happen. Plus, I had a meeting in Southern Oregon in Coos Bay last Sunday. Great things always happen when the saints meet together by faith, in faith, and with faith. Amen. And so the Church of God, Church of Jesus Christ, keeps going forward. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being in this live broadcast. Many of you, I'm sure, will be able to catch it a little later. They tell me that 80% of the people that watch this broadcast will do it at a different time. But nevertheless, I love the live broadcast. Something about it that is so like we're together. So don't forget, make your comments if you have something. And we'll just love to hear where you're from, what, you know, who you are, where you're coming from, and a comment about the program if you'd like, as long as it's a good comment. Amen. Well, obviously, I've just come out of a revival in Rainier, Oregon. Now, Rainier, Oregon is just across the bridge from Longview. And so it's a Longview-Rainier regional thing. And my friend Jeff McCracken, who I've been ministering in the church now for 8 or 9 years or so, something like that, long time, our lives came together 30 years ago, and then we reunited about 6 to 8 years ago. He invited Todd Smith. I'd like you to make a note of this, if you would, because I believe it'll really bless you if you write down Todd Smith's name and then the Northern Georgia Revival. It's either Northern Georgia Revival or North Georgia Revival, and you'll find that on the internet, and I'll be talking just a little bit about that. So we invited Todd Smith in, and they had a citywide, or many, many churches, there were 6 or 8 churches came together. And doing that, then we had a regional impact. Jeff asked me to stop by and be a part of it. I was a helper. Amen. Helping the the baptisms. So I'm going to talk a little bit about revival, talk a little about the move of God, talk a little bit about some of our prayers. You know, often I've brought this out before. Something's come my way, happened to me, or something changed or shifted, and I've asked the Lord why, or why'd you do that? And God said, because you asked for it. I said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I didn't ask for that. He said, yes, you did, when you were praying in tongues, when you were praying in the Spirit. Now, let's remember, praying in the Spirit is speaking mysteries, but it's also speaking directly to God, and it's the Spirit that prays. So, you that are free in your heavenly language with the Holy Spirit's outflowing, that tongue that has been dominated by the Spirit so it speaks a heavenly language. When we use that language, there's some whole wonderful things, you know. I was going to say a truckload, but that sounds a little carnal, but a whole bunch of stuff that happens. And among them is that we are speaking the desires of our spirit, which are the desires of God to the Father by faith, and he returns and answers those prayers. So we ask for revival. We pray for revival. We pray for the move of the Spirit. And yet it's interesting. I've preached in, well, 60 years in churches all over the place. And a statement that's used often is, let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord, whatever you want, whatever the Lord gives you. Okay, I understand that and I love it. But if you go past noon, the kids have to get out and the parents are going to have to go get their kids. We don't want to overwork the nursery workers. Okay, I understand that. I've pastored a long time. So how do you say, Lord, have your way, and yet where do we go from here? When revival comes, pandemonium can break out. A couple nights ago, I told Pastor Jeff, I said, this is either pandemonium or revival, or perhaps they look alike. Why? Well, we started the services at 7 o'clock and walked out the door at 2 a.m. And it was because we were ministering and enjoying the presence of the Lord and baptizing people and doing the work of the Spirit. So I want to give you a little bit of overview of how and what went on. But first of all, let me give you a little background into Todd Smith. Todd Smith was a Baptist pastor and had the wonderful experience of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then he said, I got kicked out. Well, he began and started a Spirit-filled church. And in doing so, of course, things take place. You pray for the sick. You do wonderful things that are Spirit-filled stuff. But he got to a place a few years ago where he was dissatisfied. And he told the Lord, he said, if something doesn't change, I don't want to go on and just doing the routine. I've got to have an encounter with God. Well, in one of their Bible school classes, which they had Bible school classes, Jesus walked into the room. Now, I'm not sure if they saw it or not, but they knew he was there. And he told Todd Smith later, he said, I came to see if you knew how to host the Holy Spirit. If you knew how to host me, you know, take care, you know, do the right things to keep me here, not just perform, or if we can build a bigger crowd, we'll let the Holy Spirit move. Sometime later, the Lord gave him a vision. I'm giving you a short version. Sometime later, the Lord gave him a vision of a pool of water with fire on top of it. And the statement, fire on the water. Didn't know what to do with it. He wasn't sure what it was, but he prayed about it. And one Sunday night, they decided to have water baptism. Now, this is the question I ask when Jeff and his family went back to Georgia a few months ago in preparation to have Todd come out, and they were baptized, ministered to, and in understanding what this is about, Todd said, this is not baptism after salvation. This has nothing to do with being buried like Jesus was and raised from the dead. Old man dead, new man come up. That's repent and be baptized. But we have to remember that baptism is a big deal in the Testaments. I was thinking about the army captain that came, he had leprosy, wanted to be prayed for. Prophet didn't even come out. He said, go dip in the River Jordan. And he didn't want to because he thought it was a dirty river. I can go home and dip in my own river. But he finally did. 7 times he dipped, came out healed, didn't he? Well, you say that's Old Testament. Okay, that's good. How about Jesus sending someone off to wash their eyes out? That's kind of like a baptism. How about the man at the pool of Bethesda? There must have been a culture of dipping in the pool after the angel had stirred the waters. Remember, he couldn't get in. No one would help him. All right. There was a culture of baptism. The Jewish women dipped themselves in a fount. They had a fount right in their home, 4 times a month. Interesting when that is kind of put in our thinking. So They baptized that Sunday night, and God did some supernatural stuff. I'll tell you about some of it in a minute. But from that night, they have had 3.5 years of baptisms, and 20,000 people have been baptized. And he said there have been thousands upon thousands upon thousands of documented on camera testimonies of healings, baptism of the Holy Spirit, salvations, restoration, marriages come together, on and on and on. So something is taking place in the kingdom of God in the aspect of a breakthrough through an odd point of contact. And this is the key word that I heard when Todd was preaching. And I remembered Oral Roberts using the point of contact. Touch my radio cabinet while I'm preaching, or praying rather, and receive healing. Point of contact turned out to be a baptismal pool or a baptismal tank. And each night they would produce, and Todd, as he would preach and taught, would produce video testimonies of people being put in the water and coming up. And so tonight I've got a couple of shots of people that were healed in the last three nights that I was there. I think this two I'm showing you were around midnight. Some of the, not the last ones, but we went till two in the morning. 481 people were baptized in 3 days. Now, I know the nervous Nellies are saying, well, what about, that sounds kind of strange. Do I have to get into water to be healed? There's a release of anointing in certain things. We have for years brought you to the front of the platform, you know, and stood, and you stand there, and then we come along and lay hands on you. That's a point of contact. That's a release of our faith, and that is the laying on of hands. We have worked that scripture and that principle a long, long time. Well, T.L. Osborne came by this conclusion, and he was having so many thousands of people that how was he ever going to pray for them? God told him to pray in mass. Now, nobody had ever done that in our short history that he knew about. And so he tried it one night, praying in mass, and hundreds, if not thousands of people got healed at one time. So it was a whole new paradigm of how to release the anointing of the Lord. Todd Smith and his team have gone around the world now, and everywhere they go, they leave a deposit of anointing. Tonight, as I speak, Jeff McCracken in Rainier Assembly of God is doing a service tonight again, and they're going to baptize again. And something is it's an amazing thing. I told some of the people that I was fellowshipping with, a couple of pastors, it was an interesting thing. There was, when people stepped into the water because their faith had been primed that God was going to meet them in the baptism, some supernatural things took place. Amen. Just an amazing thing. I got a picture here of some of the things that happened when baptism happened. We had five tanks, and the reason we had to is because this took place, and they would be in the spirit. Let me leave that on a little longer so you can see it. They would be in the spirit and just lay there for a while, and as they did, some of them 10 minutes, maybe longer, and they came out changed. Let me put that on for you again. Just that happened all the time. People would just lay before the Lord. Amen. So tonight, I just wanted to talk about that and give you some insight insight into the 3 days I experienced revival in this setting. You say, well, will it continue? Does the sun come up? Is God good? Is he faithful? Does faith work? Does obedience to truth work? Amen. Here's a testimony of a woman that had iron rods up her back. This was about midnight, Might have been the last night, I'm not sure. But just listen to this testimony.
We had another guy that came into our healing rooms, and he had six steel rods in his back. Same kind of thing. Well, God turned it to nerve, or what happened?
Yeah.
But it just...
No, I had never like been before. Yeah. I just straightened my legs out like this, go down, and I can't really get
weird.
Wow.
I would have to go up slow because the rods would have to line up before I could come up. Did that line up? It's weird.
Yeah, before.
Yeah. And now I go to down and up. That's weird. Oh my God, the Lord.
Wow. Nothing quite as exciting as someone who's just encountered the Lord in a face-to-face time of change. Amen. And that's something. One old boy came in. I read this testimony on the Facebook. Came in on a cane he'd been using for a long time with a bad back. And he said, I walked out with a cane over my shoulder. Amen. Another woman gave a testimony through text and said that she had been having severe stomach aches and she was lethargic and didn't even want to hardly do anything. And after baptism went home, passed some things out of her body that were not supposed to be there. And God instantly restored her strength. So those are just some short reports of what God is doing through a unusual contact of the baptismal tank. And the slogan "Revival on the Water" has been, I think, is being used by Todd Smith, and it really is apropos, really fits it. And when I went to the meeting again, as our responsibility is to listen and learn and see what's God saying. Is He saying something fresh? Is this something I need to be aware of or wary of? And it wasn't long into the meeting that certainly the Spirit of God witnessed what God was doing was the hand of God. Amen. Here's another one. This gal, at 26 years of age, lost her cartilage in her knees. And as you can see, she's probably a little older than that now. So let's just listen to this testimony and catch the vibrant excitement of revival. I came the first night an hour early and couldn't find a parking place, and there was a line wrapped around part of the church. Some of those people had been there 2 hours wanting to get in. Now, what is that? Is it the attraction of a person, or is it the excitement of a crowd, or is it hunger? There's a hunger in the body of Christ for genuine move of the Spirit. It's not always going to look like the same thing. It's not going to be what I'm talking to you about in every case. And it's going to be things we have not even thought of or dreamed of. Just think about Jesus. Think about Jesus. He's walking down the road. Now, the rule of thumb was that a woman with an issue of blood was not supposed to leave the house. Woman with the issue of blood was not supposed to leave the house. She was out on the road where Jesus was. Second rule, no one wants to touch the rabbi, and Jesus was considered a rabbi or a teacher. Don't touch him. They're holy men. Well, she touched the rabbi. She's out there touching the rabbi, and she gets healed. Now, jump over a couple of chapters, and this became a new form of touching God. They started touching his garment because someone broke through with something new and fresh. Isn't that something? Let's take a peek at this gal coming out of the tank. If this doesn't thrill you, plug your battery in again. It's low.
All right.
I've never seen her do that before.
You've never seen her do that before.
I have never, ever seen her do that before.
Where do we go? Wherever you want to go. I'm going to get right close. Oh, look at you.
She's never done that before?
She's never done that before. I've never seen her walk that fast before.
Well, that makes me happy. Isn't that something? Nothing like the healing of a physical, emotional soul. Now, in these meetings, we had salvations every night before the baptisms were started. And at the conclusion of the service, we just started to prepare for baptism. They had the changing rooms. It was set up. It was a really pretty sharp setup. So that's my report for tonight. I just wanted to stir your spirit some and release faith into your life for something unusual, something different, something magnanimous and magnificent and marvelous, a God who has all kinds of ways of touching people. I want you to open your spirit to something fresh coming into your life, just like this baptismal tank experience for these that we baptized. And the multitude of the multiplied people that were healed and restored. I can't tell you how many that stepped into the pool and instantly began to react to the anointing of God, some through weeping, some through just kind of melting into the water, others through joy. Many of them just went out in the spirit. We had to hold them up for 10, 15 minutes so they didn't drown. So I just wanted to stir your hearts tonight so something fresh happens in your house, in your church, in your fellowship with God. And the cry of the church comes up, oh God, show me your face, show me your power. We're involved in a national crisis. And if the church doesn't raise up and show power and become bold in the Lord, we'll never change the politics without the Spirit of God behind us, without the motivation and the anointing of the Lord in our corner. Well, in our mouth, in our voice, and in our spirits. Glory to God. Amen. So where do we go from here? I tell you where I go from here. I keep my face in the face of Jesus. I keep my hand in my heart, right where it belongs, in Him. The scripture says, in Him we live and move and have our being. And I feel something fresh, something reviving. There's a breakout happening. Amen. I've been invited back to do a baptismal in Rainier on one of the Sunday nights in August. So we'll see how that develops. But where there is faith, anything is possible. Where there is obedience to truth, anything is possible. Think about the fellow that Jesus spit made mud, put spittle, muddy spittle in his eyes. That's kind of an unusual way to pray for someone, wouldn't you say? Well, he washed off eventually and he could see. Now, there's something about the man that had the withered hand. Jesus said, stand forth. Man with a withered hand didn't have anything wrong with his legs. He could do that. So he did what he could do. And I noticed something of commitment to those that committed to come and change clothes and go down and get into a tank in front of the whole congregation. That's a commitment of a desperate heart. And we're comfortable. I am. If you want prayer, come down to the front and I'll lay hands on you. I've done that thousands of times. And the commitment to get out of the chair, like the man with the withered hand, and go forth, does something in the spirit of faith in that person. And I noticed that those coming and stepping into that tank, that commitment was more severe, more serious, more committed. And I wonder if it didn't have something to do with the faith level that was expressed in those baptismal tanks. Okay, well, we're going to kick into next week. I'll see you in the morning sessions, and we will continue to let the Sunday night sessions, they're just going to grow and see what God's doing. Amen. I love the presence of the Lord, and anything we can do to get it, that's what I'm after. And I know you do too. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit's move upon the body of Christ. All over the world, things are happening that are just wonderful. Iran is having the biggest revival the world has ever seen, or our history so far, in our memories. They're having multiplied thousands of people come to the Lord every day. In a nation that is really a nation of terrorists, according to the national reports. But the people of Iran are turning to the Lord. All over the Middle East, God's winning people, bringing them to the Lord. Unusual ways, angels appearing in their room. Jesus appearing in their room. No preachers, but God shows up in other ways. So Lord, open the eyes of the body of Christ that we can see God in so many different avenues. And Paul said we can even see him in nature. So Lord, show us your glory in all the forms you desire. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't that something? Okay, well, look, give me a thumbs up or whatever else it takes to help us along on our journey. And as you do, I really appreciate the support, both in prayer and the support in the giving you've sent us. It's a blessing. Thank you for that. And if you desire to do that, there's some show notes right below. Amen. These live broadcasts are different than video. I've got a little panel here in front of me, and I don't walk and chew gum too well. And sometimes I can get lost. But I'm never lost when I'm in Christ. Until tomorrow morning. I will see you then. And we're so glad that you chose to come by and be a part of our life. Amen. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you.
Thank you for being with us today. It's such a pleasure and a blessing to us to know that we're able to speak into your life and give you something extra to chew on for a while. Be sure and contact us if you would like some prayer or teachings of any sort that we might be able to help you with. Don't forget, be sure and subscribe to our channel. And if God's nudging you to send us a financial gift, you can do that through our PayPal account. The notes are there that you can find in the notes below. God bless you, and we'll be seeing you at the next broadcast.